CAMSAC, the CAMSAC Legion, Branch No. 24, is commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, with a symbolic display of blue lights adorning its building throughout April. This tribute, undertaken in collaboration with the 633 CAMSAC Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadron, aims to honor the rich legacy of the RCAF and its profound impact on Canadian history. Karen Tourangeau, president of the CAMSAC Legion and commanding officer of the CAMSAC Air Cadets, emphasized the significance of this milestone, stating, "The 100th anniversary is a very special event for our Canadian Air Force. I'm very proud of the CAF and we are proud to celebrate it alongside our community." The installation of the blue lights was made possible with the help of Karen Bodnarik and others. Karen Tourangeau, president of the CAMSAC Legion and commanding officer of the CAMSAC Air Cadets, shed light on the long-standing presence of the Air Cadet Squadron in CAMSAC. Established in January 1957, the squadron has been an integral part of the community for decades, fostering a spirit of service and dedication among its members. Reflecting on her journey with the cadets and the Legion, Tourangeau shared her experiences since joining the cadets in 2007 and subsequently assuming leadership roles within both organizations. "I am proud of the CAMSAC Air Cadets and their affiliation with the Canadian Air Force," Tourangeau remarked. Participating in historical events like the Vimy Ridge and D-Day celebrations in Normandy, France, was a great honor for both the officers and cadets to be able to participate in such historical events. Looking ahead to the future, Tourangeau expressed her hope that the legacy of the Legion and the cadets would endure for generations to come. "Well, for the next 100 years I don't think I'm gonna be around, but I hope whoever takes over with the Legion and cadets continue to keep these organizations going strong and our cadets and our Legion members will always remember our soldiers that have fought for our country and other countries and I hope the tradition carries on with our future children," she commented.